And we are back with hour number three, and we do have one caller who stayed over, Brian. Brian, what do you think of that discussion with Bill Warner? It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty. He's a very knowledgeable man. I think he's on the right track.
Yeah, there's a couple areas that I want to expand upon that I think you need to know.
Well, can I just mention one thing about what went on just recently up in Canada here?
Oh, you're talking about
trial.
Uh-huh.
We just had a trial for two people that were at one time convicted of planting bombs in Victoria, B.C., legislature buildings. And a judge just overturned and threw the whole thing out of court, stating that they were basically set up by the police.
Yeah, I saw that in the news, and then they rearrested them, didn't they?
Yeah, they're going to have to go back and try for another trial. But the judge was pretty scathing in the remarks to how these guys were set up, because basically it was two people that were very marginal in life. They were on a methadone treatment, okay? And
so what you do is you have marginal people that are under the influence of powerful drugs. They've been monitored by an agency, just like the CIA and the FBI do in America. They grab what I call ripe people for manipulation, like the Christmas lighting ceremony 4 years ago in Portland, or Mr. Mateen working at GS4. Who's aggrieved because he's basically bisexual, and his father's got a TV show broadcast out of California as a senior political type guy in Afghanistan, and an activist. And he comes out and does this personal jihad of terror in Florida. And of course, the people in the FBI were monitoring this guy for 3 years and didn't do anything. It sounds an awful lot like, again, a false flag is arising in Canada, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but then again, you know, you got to look at the difference in the religions. You know, we look at Christianity, and when you're down on your luck, you can always look for the favor of the Almighty to help you out.
Right.
When you're in rebellion in the Islamic faith, you know, there's even someone that's fully practicing has no guarantee they're getting into heaven. So the only way you can be guaranteed to get into heaven is to do some terrorist act. So if you're a young kid and you've fallen into Western society where you've gone out drinking and maybe you've gone to a couple of the, you know, the peeler bars or whatever, and you're living a Western life and you're totally in conflict to your main religion that you were brought up in, and you know you're sinning your life away, the only way you can get back, you can't, they're in a paradox. They have
I agree. I think
they want to be
but remember, though,
God,
yeah, although that's... Although that's what's happening inside his head, his handlers, the FBI, were basically watching this guy like they watch other people. And it sounds like these people that were, this judge that actually discharged these people because they were basically being handled. And so obviously the Canadian judge got very ticked off seeing basically a false flag. Again, remember the different false flags? For example, the Sonnerau brothers with the Boston Marathon bombing. We know that the types of material that they had in those so-called backpacks didn't even match a lot of the photographs and so on. We know there were dozens of military officers around the site, and yet we know that not only were there people killed, there were also actors involved in the full expose of the Boston Marathon bombing. So, and then, of course, we have things like the one up in San Bernardino where it was a no-gun zone. And yet these people had guns, and then we found evidence that there were three shooters that were all white males with level 3 body armor on, tall. It wasn't just a short Afghanistan female and a tall Afghanistan male. So what we're seeing is more and more signs that false flags is the standard of so-called the jihad of terror. It's not just simply that some guy completely loses it like Mateen, which is unusual, but he's being handled at a distance. Even the terrorists, I think over a year ago in Paris, there's some good evidence that they were being handled and monitored by intelligence officers inside France. So, by the way, I do have a little information about what you mentioned. I'm just trying to recall now about the Palestinian state and what's his name?
Arafat.
People need to understand there was a division of Muslims within the SS, the Waffen-SS. And people have to also understand there were 146,000 so-called Jews, but they're all Sabbatean, Satanistic, communistic Jews, which are the Knights that formed the State of Israel. And the Waffen-SS is the outgrowth of a satanic group of Masonic organizations that were called the Thule Gellenschaft Society, that actually also were channeling scientific information and technology, including the Society of the Bell, but made anti-gravitonic technology using a plasma form of mercury, and other technologies they were using in order to forward the rocket systems that they developed, and eventually their space program, which got transplanted to America. There would have been no space program in America if it wasn't transplanted from Germany.
Well, from what I understand, from what limited reading I've been, like, it's really hard to find the research. But from limited reading, these guys ended up in, the officers for that division, ended up in basically Cairo and Alexandria. And they caused, when Nasser took over, they tried to assassinate him because he was secular.
Right.
And Nasser got really upset about it. So the Dulles brothers came in with the CIA, I guess one or the other. One was the foreign secretary, and the other one was head of CIA. And he got them out. And where did he put them? They took them all down to Saudi Arabia and the Islamic areas there. Well,
right.
At the time, Saudi wasn't, you know, there was some scholars there, but a lot of the people were still Bedouins. They were just coming, you know, the oil wealth was just starting to build up the country a bit. So they needed educators, and they needed people in various ministries. And these guys were all literate. They were smart. They're the officer corps. So they knew what they were doing. They went in, and they took over those positions. Well, again, if you want to teach something, you want to convert a people over, the best way is to start with the young and start teaching them.
Right.
And I think this is what we're seeing in Canada and the United States, where basically we're so politically correct now.
Well, they want to.
You know, the kids don't even want to listen to you talk like this.
Well, they want to do political correct talk about Islam in universities now. So, for example, they're talking about the idea of a hate speech where you can't, on the internet or in university or schools, say anything against Islam. And that form of jihad, according to Bill Warner, is far more dangerous. Although it's not as scary, it's far more dangerous, that form of jihad, than jihad of murder. So,
I think myself on this, I think what we need more is to go, like, they've taken apart our Bible backwards, forwards, and sideways. Okay, they've gone back and looked at every verse, when it was written, where it possibly could have been made, going all the way back, you know, trying to get into the earliest possible time when it was written.
Right.
The same thing has to happen with the Quran now. Okay?
Well, that's already been done, though, with Bill Warner. Yeah, I don't know if you visited his website.
Bill Warren, there's a couple other guys that have done it, too. But we don't hear a lot about that. That it wasn't.
Yeah, but he's done the most academically accurate versions, which explains in timeline what Islam's all about. And we have, of course, the Shubat, Shoebat.com, with Theodore and Walid. Walid used to be a Palestinian terrorist. So what these people have done, now they've become Americans and Christians, they're no longer doing, Taqiyya and Maruna, which are forms of lying to us, the Kafirs, that we don't know what we're talking about. Now, my ancestors on my mother's side were Maronite Christians. They're Hebrews. They were Cohens. And they were fully aware of Islam. In fact, in the 11th century, my ancestor was a general, killed over 200 with his own hand. So you got to understand, we Maronite Christians are fully aware what Islam is, and including the Druze militia, the Druze, which is another mutant religion version. And we understand that Islam is dangerous. It's a chameleon. And it'll continue to change, and it'll be use money, it'll use education, it'll use finance, it'll do, you know, come in to talk to your religious leaders and try to convince that Islam is good stories, like Bill says. The real danger here is that we have Hillary Clinton has taken millions and hundreds of millions of dollars from Muslim nations to continue this political jihad, which Obama has started. And you can see it with the placement of the director of the CIA is a Muslim. The director of the Department of Justice is a Muslim. The president himself, we've seen pictures of him now in Muslim garb. So you have to understand, Hillary Clinton, she's a chameleon. She will do whatever, because she's a witch, whatever she needs to maintain power. And her hands can be on the tiller. She will be, if she becomes president, I don't think it's hopefully likely, but she will be, if she becomes president, a vile dictator of this nation, because there is going to be major terrorism. Irresponsible be to get both parties to pass a domestic security bill. As she said, I support the Second Amendment right without regulations. Those regulations will strangle the death out of the Second Amendment. It'll be there on paper, but it won't be in practicality. And your ability to defend yourself against extreme Islam or defend yourself against any other form of jihad, like you can't, you know, say anything negative against Muhammad or on print or in the internet or whatever. If you think that they're going to have an open freedom of speech after Hillary Clinton gets in power, you're a fool. Because this woman wants to maintain total control. She is a control freak. And she's paranoid. And against the combinations of that in someone who's, you know, possessed is very, very bad. And I really believe we're going
The only thing I agree with that, but the one thing that I'm noticing with Trump is that he's becoming the law and order candidate.
And well, I think that's what he is. I believe he's God's Trump card. Now, I know he's a baby Christian. He's not an advanced Christian. But I know he wants to do good. We have to also understand that all across his apartments at the 66th floor, this guy belongs to a high-level Masonic order. And it is basically a York Rite, you know, white order of masonry that wants to do good. So he's directly coming in conflict.
Why can't he be the rule of law candidate?
The rule of law basically is what he's trying to stand for. He is like a sheriff. He's going to try to bring back the rule of law, close the borders, make specific deals that are win-win with nations. For example, he said the most manipulative nation on earth for currency is China. China was made, according to Christine Lagarde, and she's basically under investigation now herself. Last Paris bombing last fall, during the Paris bombings, she made unilaterally by herself that China was a secondary reserve currency. Nobody voted on it. They didn't even have a council vote on it. She just said they're a reserve currency. So,
but did you hear about what happened in, like, France's budget, the amount of debt that they had were carrying was going to get them kicked out of the EU, and that the only way around that was because Lalonde made a state of emergency because of those shootings, and he postponed that budget for that because of the state of emergency, he didn't have to bring forward the fact that they weren't meeting the EU requirements to stay in the EU?
Yeah, I know, but the thing is that the same thing with your German banks. The German banks are, according to Harley Schlanger, they're teetering. That's why he couldn't even meet last time. He had to go to Vienna to a special meeting. What we're dealing with is Europe is teetering in days and hours, not weeks. Let me finish. Europe is teetering in days and hours to financial collapse. And if they start a bailing in policy, it'll cause a domino effect of the world economy.
Well, everybody wants to turn their money from euros into the U.S. dollars right now.
Well, the fact that the dollar blows up means we're heading toward the mark of the beast because, the fact is the mark of the beast will be a mutated dollar.
Well, certain people are saying it's going to be more like a waterfall event instead of a roller coaster ride, which means the U.S. dollar is going to go up, and then it's going to go over the edge.
I agree. I think so. And that's why they're suppressing the price of gold. Gold is not where it should be. Instead, I think it's about $1,300 an ounce. It should be more like, $23,000 or something ridiculous.
It was $1,350 this morning.
Yeah. That's where we're going now. I want to touch on I want to switch gears and touch on some health issues and want to
I got a health issue for you. I was going to phone in on that.
Okay, go ahead and tell me.
I got bad sinusitis. Okay, it's bad. It's driving me crazy. It's been going on for a long time. What do I got to do to get rid of this sinusitis?
Okay, the first thing you need is you need to take our antipathogenics, and I recommend what I call triple threat. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Allicin Med, a capsule 3 times 13. A day at least. And Silver 100. You want the vertical nasal spray, 4 sprays in each nostril every 2 hours, not every 4 or 6, every 2 hours. And you want to get a Sinupulse Elite. And you want to put in the Sinupulse Elite at least 30 drops in the 800-mil tank of the Sinupulse Elite. Use a dark blue nasal probe, and the water will go in one side of the nose and out the other when you lean over the sink. And you want to put Sinu-Air powder.
Kettle. Is it like the kettle thing?
No, it's not a kettle. It's a sine wave pulse of water, and you want to use either distilled water or a pure water system water that's demineralized. Then you want to use the Sinu-Air powder, so it's U-osmolar, it's the right osmolality. And you put Neutrodyne in the chamber, at least, I'd say, 30 drops in the chamber. You do 200 mils on either side 4 times a day, so you'll have to fill the chamber twice a day, every 800 mils. Okay. And then when you irrigate your sinuses, and I recommend that people take with that high-dose Power C, Nutra Defense as well, which will block the viruses. And most people don't realize that you have what we call pathogen soup in your sinuses, mycobacteria, fungi, viruses, all kinds of things growing there. And you have to stop the free radical inflammation. Nutritrala, cell detox glutathione, and NutriDefense, which is the most powerful antioxidant and pathogen virus, you know, disruptor. So sinuses are not easy. If you don't control sinusitis, it increases the risk of dementia. Whenever I see people with chronic sinus, they're very often under high stress hormones, so they're at risk of cardiovascular disease because the same bacteria and nanobacteria in their sinuses will populate their arteries. And they're also at risk of thyroid and adrenal dysfunction. So we often see people that have chronic sinuses are borderline diabetic. And they have tons of what we call mycobacteria, which is a relative of TB. So clearing your sinuses is very important.
I noticed that with my mom. She passed on. She got a stroke-induced dementia, but she had for years a sinus drip going. That was, like, ridiculous.
Well, it's only a matter of millimeters away from your sinus cavities and your frontal lobe. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I tell people if you're concerned about your relative that has a... Pardon me?
I heard you mention it last Friday's show.
Right.
Stopped me wondering over the weekend.
Yeah, if you want the what we call the advanced conventional test that an ENT doctor can put what's called a fiber optic sinuscope up there and look in your sinus cavities and look at the turbinates and so on. They can do a culture, which is not easy to grow all the bugs out of there. They can do a spiral thin section coronal CT scan, and you can even see signs of spongiform changes in the bone that actually indicate there's osteomyelitis of the bone, especially the area called
the sternum. Yeah, because I've been getting some pretty powerful headaches going across the top. Too,
right, and yeah, that indicates that you're starting to get inflammation that's very near the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus, and also near the areas of what's called the geniculate nucleus, where the optic nerves cross behind your eyes and above your sinus cavities, and they're near the cribriform plate, which is at the top of the nose that actually is right below your frontal lobes. People don't realize these
right.
things communicate and very closely, and a lot of the pathogens that can get into sinuses can also track into the nose or their inflammatory cytokines they generate.
So, and then you get a post-nasal drip that goes
Yeah, the typical treatment that the regular doctors do, number one, doesn't get through the biofilm, their antibiotics don't. Number two, doesn't irrigate
right.
out all the other co-pathogens because there's usually fungi, mycobacteria, and viruses. And they'll give an antibiotic that may work from gram-positive bacteria, but that's it. So what they do is...
Would Allicin Med work good on this, too?
Pardon me?
Would Allicin Med work good on this, too?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. Allicin Med capsules 3 times a day. The other thing that I want to mention, too, is the Zika virus disaster, which is tied to these kind of things. We're seeing a whole rash
right.
of new super pathogens, and Zika is just one of them. And if you want to prevent it, take NutriDefense and take Allicin Med as a starter. It'll not only will you not be bitten by any biting insects, including ticks, but also mosquitoes, they will not bite you. Interesting, eh?
Okay. Is there something like you know, I wouldn't say I'm a bit of a prepper, but you know, I definitely think down that way. And
well, super pathogens are one of the ways that the globalists are going to try to crush the nations and get people to come in for forced vaccines or forced shots. You know, if you're seeing your neighbors drop in a shopping center or bleed out in a subway station, you're more likely to comply with taking whatever shots or drugs they want to give you. If they can declare a state of national pandemic where people are literally going on the subway like in 1920 in New York, they start up in Long Island, New York, and by the time they get to lower Manhattan, they go from being conscious and awake to blue and passing out and dying by the time the doors open in the subway. So people should...
Is there something like being a... I always... said one thing. If you're the patriarch of a family, okay, you should get people to do this.
Have our NutriMeds for all your health conditions so you don't end up relying on just drugs. If you need drugs, make
right.
sure you stockpile a minimum. There's a whole lot of drugs that are basically inappropriate for most medical conditions. And
right.
do have the antipathogenics because plagues are a major part of the control system they want to bring in. And if there's a terrorist activity, one of the major ways is actually bioterror. And, you know, it's we call the poor man's nuke. So.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, you look at the anthrax.
Yeah, stay right there. We'll be right back. And your call is 800-313-9443. Any topic, wellness, and otherwise.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions.
Gears just a bit, but I'm going to connect some dots. Peter Thiel, who of course was involved with supporting Donald Trump, this guy's really into life extension, but he's got some bizarre ideas. He's working with a doctor actually up in a clinic in California, taking the blood of people younger than 25, serum, and using it to try to do a study, an open study where people pay their fee to take this young blood basically and change their epigenetics. It's a company called Ambrosia. Now, I want to explain to you, there's a lot of people that are doing some pretty bizarre things. If you want a stem cell transplant, you need to find out that I am very familiar with what works and what doesn't. If you don't clean up the body beforehand, if you don't change the epigenetic circuits in the body, because everything is, if you want to call it, what's called frequency-dependent harmonic capacitors. Now, if you don't have the advanced nutraceuticals like NutriMeds and prescribed correctly to you to deal with your specific condition based on functional medicine tests and testing, or biophotonic testing like QRMA bioplasm or metapathia, and specific functional medicine tests, which can be regular imaging, genetic analysis, 23andMe. And now we have the biophotonic testing. For example, I just got the latest upgrade in the metapathia, and I have advanced research version of the bioplasm that can go even down to specific chromosomes in your genes. You need to understand that what Peter Thiel's trying to do is he's trying to say, if I take intravenously young blood, it's going to epigenetically. Now, what's in younger blood are things called exosomes or microRNAs. Those things are present in stem cell lines that are present, like Stemetica, which has a clinic in Santa Clarita, Tijuana, Mexico, and in Kazakhstan as well. There's a very high concentration of stem cells in these lines, much higher than unless you take your own bone marrow and multiply it in a lab, like Dr. Chris Centeno in his clinic and lab and facility called Regenerex in Grand Cayman Islands. Now, the steps I tell people are oxygen. That's why we have mild hyperbarics. And I looked over the last few weeks at competitor companies, and it's just ridiculous. There are no competitors. They charge more than double a lot of times when the machines are smaller. They don't have all the creature comforts. They're not cool. They're not bright. They're ridiculous. All the other companies, there is no competition to Summit to See. Number two, there is no competition to NutriMeds, because I will custom design it for you. And if you email me your specific issue, I'll give you a protocol. It doesn't cost you a cent. Ask me for a starter protocol. Now, if you ask me for a complex condition or something that requires a actual consult, I'll tell you, hey, I need 2 units to start with, time consult units, and all the factors, x-rays, MRIs, labs, whatever, sent to me as an attachment so I can set up a file and start giving you actual advice. I may give you medical advice, surgical advice, nutraceutical advice, advice to stop certain drugs. Some drugs you have to taper slowly, like beta blockers, you can't. And then I will give you recommendations on what kinds of epigenetic things. We have peptides that can regenerate specific tissues and organs developed by Dr. Cavinson at the Russian Academy of Sciences. I have anti-aging molecules that are nutrapharmaceuticals. These are a cross between a nutritional molecule and a nutrapharmaceutical. We have, of course, stem cell transplants, where we can go to labs both here, but usually outside the United States, because in the U.S., if you multiply blood more than 24 hours, it's considered a drug, and there's no companies that do what we call stem cell multiplication inside the country. You have to go to Mexico, Europe, or elsewhere. Now, I coordinate all of these things. So if you are really sick, give an example. I had a call last week by a gentleman who's been getting care for some time. He is over in China for a while. Young man, and he had multiple sclerosis. He was only on level one care, starter level one care, and it was not really stopping it because he's working really hard at his marketing company in China. And so he came back, and I bumped him up to a level two care, higher levels of nutraceuticals, and his problems stabilized, and he started to feel better. But he looked at a clinic in Chicago that's replicating what they're doing at the University of Western Ontario. And what they do at UAW, University of Western Ontario, UW, I mean, is they wipe out your immune system and then they resurrect it from bone marrow. Now, if you have pre-existing heart disease or other major health problems, you're going to die. But if you do get resurrected, your immune system, you're probably not going to have MS anymore. Well, I can do those things without wiping out your bone marrow and resurrecting it. Okay? I know how to turn off autoimmune diseases and the pre-stages of cancer. Back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Go over some the model that I'm showing here of what health is very radical. It's much more advanced than the average model of herbology or chiropractic or allopathic medicine. It's all inclusive. It's called functional medicine. It's called living pathology. And now it doesn't just include genetics. It includes epigenetics. It includes toxicology. It includes surgery. It includes scalar influences, like non-thermal scalar influences from cell phones. They can break down your blood-brain barrier, or if you hit the right harmonic resonance, you can turn on and off genes. Now, the way that the cell works, and I'm just explaining this because I'm going to be upgrading my slides. If you look at my videos on live stream, Vimeo, and YouTube, you'll see an upgrade in those in the next, by Labor Day. I'll be working on an upgrade because I'm working toward my slide presentation. The way the cell works is your genes are pumped by the Schumann resonance of the Earth. There's a pulsing magnetic flux field that moves the electrons to the outer orbitals of your DNA, and there's a central mirror and four chromatids that hang off it, usually two short arms and two long arms. And at the end of all your chromatids is a little thing called a telomere. Now, the telomere is like a little antenna, and it's so many base pairs long. And you lose so many base pairs per year, but you have an enzyme called telomerase that if you use things like our anti-age max, you can actually lengthen your telomeres. Now, if you have long telomeres, it means you're going to transmit a good, powerful biophotonic signal, which sends a signal out to the ion channels to allow a specific mineral and or nutrient to be transported directly in the cell actively using energy. if you have that mineral sets up a harmonic resonance, we call it a frequency-dependent harmonic resonance, to unveil DNA to actually make it, start making messenger RNAs, and a thing called microRNAs or exosomes. Have you ever heard of exosomes or microRNAs? Well, the way it works is you have layers. For example, they've discovered that if you use certain harmonic resonance, both Russians and Americans, you can take chickens, ordinary chickens, you know, they give you eggs and everything, and chick fillet or whatever, and you can actually turn on genes so they'll start developing raptor claws. You can turn on atavistic genes, you know, in animals, or you can turn on cancer or other things. Because remember now, autoimmune disease is the abnormal presentation of proteins on the outside, so the cell's immune system doesn't think itself, so it attacks it. The underlying changes that occur for cancer and autoimmune disease are identical. I'm the first to discover that, and I haven't published it yet, but I can show that my nutraceutical approach, using a very advanced nutraceuticals like Malignorest, and high-dose vitamin D and vitamin D2 and D3, as well as other what's called epigenetic modifiers like ellagic acid, Maligna Block, and high-dose Power C with minoquinone 7 vitamin K2, I can literally shut off autoimmune diseases or cancer in its early stages. And you can see the cancer cell or cancer markers disappear, and the autoimmune antibodies and T lymphocyte activity disappear as well. This is without wiping out the immune system. Now, when we use these several hundred different nutraceuticals, I'm able to develop protocols. Now, I stopped just having them open because there are a lot of people who are abusing them. Sometimes they would be health professionals just hacking in and wanting to, what is Dr. Deagle doing? How is he using these tools? Well, that's not really fair to me to be able to hack in and just get my information and then not show respect of where they got the information from. It also is a little dangerous because if you don't realize, these protocols are constantly in flux and improvement. So if you email me, I'm just going to email you back and say, here's what you do to start protocol. Here's the update for update, you know, number one in 2 months or a month. Here, if you're not making progress, here's the conventional or advanced investigations you need to do. And I do this as a ministry, so you got to understand, our only support is you're purchasing our consultations and you're purchasing the nutraceuticals, and I provide a unique service you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to be able to find a substitute functional medicine doctor in your town or city that does, at my level, anything. Now, you may find a doctor that belongs to one of my academies, like the Academy of Anti-Aging or Advancement in Medicine, but they're a junior doc. They're a doctor that just started doing this maybe a few months or years ago, and they're just starting to learn it, but it's much more comprehensive than that. You got to know what's going on with someone's genetics, epigenetics, toxicology, immunology, stealth pathogens. You got to realize you've got a whole soup of things going inside the genes, inside the cell or outside the cell. Like, for example, you mentioned chronic sinus infections, Brian. And if you don't have that breadth of knowledge, you're going to completely lose the fact that the reason why people aren't making progress is they aren't following my recommendations and retesting, you know, like the old story in carpentry. Measure twice, cut once. If things aren't progressing, you have to figure out why, and then you have to ask the right questions. The most important thing is not that you have all the answers, but you ask the best questions and you find the best way to find the validating science that you can prove that, whether it's a quantitative resonant magnetic test, or you look at organic acids or metabolites or heavy metals, whether it's in your hair, or red and white cell packed minerals. For example, you can do a 22 red and white cell packed minerals test through Genova Labs, through directlabs.com, and you can even have a mobile blood tech come to your kitchen to actually draw the blood for it. So it's not just a hair analysis.
Now, can you offer that service in Canada?
Anywhere on Earth. I don't care if you're in McMurdo Bay, Antarctica, anywhere on the planet. And you can go to a local lab and just ship your blood to the laboratories we recommend, and their doctors will sign off on it, so you don't even need a kind of a script by your local doctor, because I tell people, do not expect to be able to convert your local doctor. Now, here's how you approach them. If they're really curious and they want to know, I say, okay, if you really want to know, I need your phone number and email and your Skype so Dr. Deagle can contact you. And I will train and talk to any doctor, any patient, anywhere on the planet, and I'll do it on my own dime. But the problem is I'm not going to pursue somebody who doesn't really want to know. Many physicians, even if they see their patients getting better, are terrified to learn new technology or even advanced medical, what I call conventional science. For example, let's say someone's got neuropsychological problems and are dealing with people with traumatic brain injuries. I have been working in this for decades. So I can tell you the advanced PET scans and quantitative electroencephalograms and neuropsychological testing and other ways.
On that very thing, one of my best friends right from public school, like from kindergarten, okay, his son was in school.
Right.
And they were playing dodgeball, and some guy put, you know, they put your elbow up, put your hand on your head and your elbow makes a point.
Right.
Someone ran into him, the kid ran into him full speed into his temple, knocked him out. He was in a coma for 2-3 days.
Right.
The kid hasn't been back to school in 2 years.
Let me give you an analysis of what Dr. Deagle does. Remember, and I put out this challenge, but I haven't had virtually anybody that challenges me on air, and I don't know why. Because maybe they're frightened to actually see me demonstrate some of my skill sets. I can provide a solution or a framework to find a solution instantly on any problem in any sphere on Earth. Doesn't matter if it's medicine, geopolitics, legal, religious, whatever. I will find a solution or a framework to find a solution or a pathway which we can revisit instantly on any area in any sphere on Earth. Now, for this gentleman, here's what you do. Number one, you identify where the blood flows in his brain. You do a SPECT blood flow scan. Number two, you do a QIG or quantitative electroencephalogram, which is done by PhDs that are trained using Lexicorse technology, multiple electrodes, not just looking at the superficial seizure activity of the brain, but actually looking at what's called number of indices. Number one, voltages across the cortex. Number two, what's called cortical phase and frequency matching. If you don't have neural networks formed with the same phase and frequency across different parts of the cortex, you can't learn. So if the frontal cortex and the motor cortex or the visual cortex are not in the same phase and frequency and not adequate voltage, you can't form what's called a neural network. Now, memories are what's called a harmonic resonance. And the harmonic resonance occurs, number one, in facilitated pathways along new axon bulbs and new synaptic connections. Number two, it's stored as what's called microtubules in every living tissue and every living organism. And the microtubules raise what's called the action potential of the tissue when they reach what's called harmonic resonance. These are like a solid-state circuit. You know about an SSD drive. You know, some of the first ones were like Samsung a few years ago. Now they have level 2 and 3 drives. And these solid-state drives are how every cell maintains what's called a cell memory. Now, in a neural cell, those cell memories result in what's called an action potential. And when you recreate what's called harmonic resonant circuit, every cell has a non-local deposit of these microtubules that allow you to create what's called a resonant circuit. So you remember anything that's similar to a previous resonant sub and super concepts. That's how the brain learns things. Now, if you do a SPECT blood flow scan, the next step to do is what's called a positron emission tomography scan with fluorodeoxy-labeled positronic glucose. And then you can determine what's going on in the brain. You can measure also neurotransmitters in the platelets to look at neurotransmitter levels, and you can look at actually deep brain activity, because a PET scan will actually tell if deep brain and specific nuclei are impaired. You have more advanced biofunctional testing like the metapathia and the bioplasm, and to see if there's basically nutritional or other problems going on. But the circulatory issues, you can do a magnetic resonance angiogram to see if you've got a post-traumatic angiographic abnormality, so there's not blood flow to particular parts of the brain, or post-traumatic, what's called upregulation of microglia, what's called formation of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, because upregulation of free radicals is what causes Parkinson's disease in the tectum of the midbrain. You can actually see this on a PET scan. I've done all these things. Those are conventional advanced neuropsychological and neuropsychiatric testing. Now, when I've done this as an occupational medicine director, I've actually had threats, not only from the board, for including those in my rating scale, which is I was a board-certified director for health sales for the city of Denver, but it also I've had insurance carriers actually try to put contracts out to kill me for actually doing this in actual cases. Now, I'm currently working on 3 different medical legal cases right now. And you do not want Dr. Deagle in court, because I have a photographic memory, I analyze everything, and I'm board certified as an expert witness in every specialty. Every specialty. So you can imagine me reviewing the records, a foot long, thick of records, analyzing all the data and providing a recommendation of a specific test to clarify a condition. So for this young gentleman, I guarantee you he's not seen a neuropsychologist, he's not had a QIG scan, he doesn't have a SPECT blood flow scan, he hasn't had a PET scan, he doesn't have an MRI determining if there's any traumatic things like I call the lemon meringue effect, where the cortex actually was sheared off of the dendrites at his cortical dendritic junction, which you can see on an MRI very plainly. And if he's had traumatic injury to the hippocampus because of the temporal lobe injury, they haven't identified if there's decreased blood flow or there's any cortical atrophy of those specific nuclei. Now, if you do a QIG scan, you can actually see the areas of the cortex that are shut down, and even if dysmyelination of certain nerve tracts, like the anterior forebrain bundle. You can actually see in the T1 weighted MRI scan that those changes. I guarantee you 90 to 95% of what I just mentioned were not done in this young person. Right?
I don't know. I'm going to be running. I'm going to have his dad listen to this.
If he contacts me, as I say, I don't care what specialty you are. I believe in what I call the incredible shrinking specialist or PhD because I ask them lots of questions. And if you think you can fence Dr. Deagle on or off air and get away with it, you're delusional.
You'll love this one. On top of this, when the kid was suffering this, his doctor goes and gives him a whooping cough vaccine and gives the kid a whooping cough.
Well, the problem is you see a thing called BOF. Have you ever heard of BOF before, if you listen to the show? It's called Brain on Fire. Now, if you're a black child or a child of Hispanic descent, you have about 50 to 75% more chance that you're going to get stack vaccines induce microglial activation of peroxynitrate radical. And somebody's peroxynitrate radical activation can last for years. So the brain goes on fire. You break down the blood-brain barrier. And you also get immune cells that will cross the blood-brain barrier and start to attack different areas of the brain. So you get not only antibodies, but T lymphocytes across the ventricles. So giving a vaccine to a child with a post-traumatic brain injury is what I call criminally insane, and it's a form of malpractice. And a lot of the vaccines, like the whooping vaccine, for example, the cellular pertussis vaccine, is a good example. My own daughter, the very last vaccine that I allowed, was a colleague, a doctor in my clinic that I actually had hired, gave my daughter the vaccine, and that night I had to resuscitate her on our kitchen table by intubating her. And if it wasn't for the fact I was a doctor, could intubate her and bag her, she would have died. So,
I can feel for you for that.
That was my little daughter with Down syndrome. Kelsey was just a miracle. She's probably the most pleasant person you'll ever meet in your life, even compared to other Down syndrome kids. She's pretty amazing. And she's very high functioning. She runs her own iPads and computers and travels with us all over the world. She's very appropriate. She teaches me manners when I'm not being very mannerly. And she says, play nice, and she's got a very amazing vocabulary. And, of course, the fact is that we've given her nutritional supplements since before birth. And these children have, I did research with the Canadian government with MSB, which is a formula we had many years ago, and looking at oxidative markers, not only with an institute in Ottawa, but also with Dr. George Miroff in Austin, New York, at the Miroff Institute there, who used to work at Sloan Kettering. So, let's put it this way. I have skill sets and contacts all over the world on how to approach things, and I can validate if someone's got a brain injury or a problem and how to approach it. And if we don't get success, we go back and try to find out why we didn't get success. We don't just assume, well, the patient's not cooperative or this or that. We want to figure out why did we fail. And as I say, yes. I love untying Gordian knots. I'm a really good knot untier. And
I'm quite sure this young lad is tied up in knots.
The problem is, you see, the powers that be don't want to untie the knots. Just like I had a conference 12 years ago in Phoenix where one of the doctors said, you know, I met you before some years ago, he said, and I used to think you were just crazy because I didn't think anybody would be that innovative or smart. And he says, but now I can't stand the guilt. Do not teach me anything more that it will get me in trouble with my hospital privileges committee or my state board of examiners. And, you know, if you think I want to give you my solution for health care, and it's considerably farther than Bernie Sanders or any other socialist in any other socialist country, I want a value-added tax. I want to start off small, 10 to 20% of people, the doctors will want to sign up. The doctors, number one, will never be sued. They'll always be in mediation. Number two, they always get salaries based on years of experience, training, research, and innovation. They will be able to work part-time if they get older or they get sick. So if they want to work 2 days a week and now they're retired, or they're a woman and they want to take care of their kids and work just a day and a half or 2 days a week, they can do that because they can afford it. Right now, you can't afford malpractice and still be a specialist. You want to have retired doctors, so they want to sign up to operate 2 mornings a week, and the rest of the time they're using their boat. They need to be able to go anywhere, not only in America but the Western world, so you don't need a relicense. If somebody like my age, I'm 64, I'm going to be 65, do you really think I need to start from scratch? I may need to do continuing education to kind of buff up. So, for example, if I was going to go back and work in a trauma unit, I'd take the 4-day ATLS course and I'd beef up, and if I didn't think the first one was enough, I'd take another one. And I'd learn that you'd examine people to make sure their skill sets are up to speed. So if they haven't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, You send them to the surgery center so you can monitor to make sure they know what they're doing. But you let them move wherever they want. So if they move from Alaska to Florida and they want to work 2 days a week, it's their own damn business. You get rid of licensure. You get rid of malpractice. You get rid of insurance carriers. You get rid of fee-for-service. That'll solve the problem. And you put the patient center and only importance. You have total privacy. You allow the doctor to innovate. You know, people like me to start creating whole new paradigms of what disease is and how to fix it epigenetically rather than the business model of big pharma, big surgery, big medica, big insurance.
Well, I like your other idea, too, where you take some, like, I have my son's best friend. He was a paramedic, and then he went, you know, a level 3 paramedic. And then
I want to see paramedics be able to train up so that they want to be an orthopedic surgeon someday. It's their own damn business. If you certify and you train, you should be able to.
He's now a doctor, but he's got 6 years.
Exactly. So he trained up, eventually became a doctor, right?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. And so, Brian, I want to summarize my approach to this. I call it the power of ones. Oxygen, very important, whether it's breathing or physical exercise, I call vitamin X. Hyperbaric oxygen, right. Particularly amazing with mild hyperbaric oxygen. And by the way, the Summit to Sea Chambers, there's no comparison. I looked over the last week or so just to see. It's insane, the garbage out there. And their prices are 2 to 3 times what they are, and they're smaller and not as bright, and they're hot as heck. It's ridiculous. Okay, so there is no competition. Then you want the NutriMeds. If you do not take our NutriMeds and the way I prescribed them, and if it's not making progress in 2 to 4 weeks, call or email. I'll adjust it. And I may even suggest you need a consult with testing to find out why are you not making progress. Most people don't realize how complex problems are. For example, the vast majority of people in North America are hypothyroid. And they're not hypothyroid because they have antithyroid antibodies against their microsomal or thyroglobulin fraction. They're hypothyroid because they're missing one of the 7 minerals, including monatomic iodine, to be able to deiodinate in the 5' position. Or they're literally switching, doing a 5-deiodination, creating reverse thyroid hormone that blocks the thyroid. If I gave you an intravenous or transdermal patch with RT3 reverse thyroid hormone, I could have put you into what's called deep space. Lower your core body temperature to 85 degrees, and you could go months without eating a meal. Now, you wonder why people have zombie fat hanging around their middle? It's because that fat, if you do a thermogram, is below normal temperature. It's not metabolically active. It's sucking in calories, and when the cells get a certain size, they divide. But that person's insulin level is usually anywhere from 4 to 6 times or more higher than normal. Their levels of glucagon are above normal, so they're going to convert protein back into sugar and into fatty acids, which makes their get fatty liver. They're going to have increased leptin and insulin resistance, which is why their appetite isn't under control. We give them leptin metabolic, it reverses that. So when we give them monoatomic iodine and mitothyroid, we often have to also give them support for their adrenals because their adrenal diurnal pattern is not normal either. And a lot of people don't realize that these basic things aren't happened. Rhoda Barnes proved, for example, that basically all heart disease and the complications of diabetes are all tied directly to hypothyroidism because synthetic thyroid can't correct it. And even if you give the hormones, if you've got elevated reverse thyroid hormone because you haven't corrected the insulin resistance, you're still going to have elevated RT3 and your core temperature is going to be below normal, even if your T4 and T3 are normal. So don't assume your TSH means anything if your reverse thyroid hormone is elevated. And how many doctors do you think know this fact? None. And that includes endocrinologists. And ask them how many have done a reverse thyroid hormone level test. None. How many have done a core body temperature chart? How many have done a nasal clamp and done a VO2 max to actually find out how many kilocalories they're actually burning off per minute to see if below body mass they're hypometabolic? None. How many are doing a clamp test to check these? I've done them. And they don't know what they're doing. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Disturbing.
Well,
and if you assume that they're a specialist, they know all those things. I've now been around in practice now well over 40 years. I'm amazed at the level of ignorance. And the more questions I ask, the more I realize the training I have was distraining. The questions that they told me their answers were wrong. The cause of heart disease and diabetes and peripheral neuropathy are completely off the mark. Right? For example, the primary thing that sugar does is make you lose minerals. For every gram of sugar you take in your diet, you lose 20 grams of magnesium. Did you know that?
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So
sugar sucks out the minerals out of your body. That's how you turn diabetic. Then you lose superoxide dismutase and tetrahydrobiopterin to make nitric oxide. So hypertension, diabetic, insulin resistance, etc., is caused indirectly. That's why that's just one of the factors that precipitates the loss of insulin sensitivity. So, consult. Drop an email. Call us. I'm here for you. We care about you, and we're going to be back tomorrow with amazing shows, Care Bar University, and we're going to be on Wednesday with Dr. Bob Thiel and Leo Zagami on Thursday. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you, and we'll help you stay well.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.